Are you ready to ignite your passions, achieve your goals, and live life to the fullest? You have come to the right place. This is the Move Forward Podcast, your source of inspiration, motivation, and practical advice. Each week, we'll bring you compelling stories from successful entrepreneurs, experts, and everyday people who have overcome obstacles and taken their lives and careers to new heights. So buckle up and get ready to move forward towards a brighter future. This is the Move Forward Podcast, and I am your host, Michelle Wolf. Hi, friends. Welcome to today's episode of A Quick Burst of Information and Inspiration to help you along your journey. You guys, I am going to be doing a weekly episode on topics that could be holding you back from truly living, holding you back from being your authentic human, the authentic human that you were destined to be. So if you're feeling like something is always holding you back, stopping you from trying, or have you even noticed that you are not always succeeding like you wish you could, let's break away these limits. Let's break them down. Let's take the proper action. I'm going to light a fire under your butt and let's take control of your life. Today is International Women's Day, and it is a beautiful day to think about the strength that women have. Since I have become a stepmom, I have become more and more aware of the power women have, how we are able to create magic, bring life into this world. We have a superpower to always be able to find anything, just about anything in the household when no one else can seem to find it. You know what I mean? You know, when someone is losing it, trying to find something, and yet you know exactly where it is, that is like a superpower that most women have. Women are incredible. Women are even more powerful in numbers, working together. And although that sounds perfect, it's not always that easy. That brings me to today's topic around judgment. Why is it that the most intelligent creatures on earth, us women, and yes, I am being biased here, and I am fully owning that here on International Women's Day. Why is it that there is often a judgment towards our own selves and often towards other women? It seems so counterproductive, putting judgment and shame on the other powerhouse creators around us. So let's talk about this. Let's notice how these limiting judgments can be stopping us and can be holding us back from truly living an authentic life. So first off, curiosity is a great place to start. If you don't think that you have judgment or that you put judgment towards others, just be curious with me about the possibility that it's actually in your life where you may not even notice it. So first off, do you judge yourself? Think about it. Ask that question to yourself. Do you judge others? And do you have any feelings of being judged from your past that could potentially be holding you back now? It could be stories from childhood when your, let's say your older sister told you that you were a really bad singer. And so now every time that you go to sing, you feel like you're not good enough. It could be that time when someone told you that you had shoulders like a man. So now you cover them up. You cover those shoulders up and you hide them. It could be friends who have made comments about all of the name brands that you wear as a kid or that you wore as a kid, which made you feel different. And now as an adult, you find it hard to make money because somewhere deep down, you think that you won't be liked if you have money. You will be different. You will be an outcast. That's what our mind is telling us and thinking inside. So you see, judgment makes us feel like an outsider and makes us feel different. And so our ego will do things, whatever it can, to keep us safe and protect us and keep us small. Judgment makes us feel insecure, makes us question things before we act, which puts a pause on things. It's perhaps the reason, why you don't try new things or actually go for the desires that you're having, like starting a new business or getting a new job. What if you could find a way to not totally eradicate those judgments, but learn how to achieve things around them, to not allow them to control the outcome of your life? I've recently remembered some memories of my teenage years. Don't we all love those years? When an old friend would talk about people, she would say bad things about other friends or other people in our lives. And it always made me feel self-conscious about what she was likely saying about me behind my back. Through therapy, these old feelings have come up as a block in my life, as something that is holding me back from being too seen, from fully putting myself out there, with fear of thinking that perhaps I would be talked about. Sure enough, this person is still talking about others, still spreading rumors, and unlike the past, it doesn't affect me as deeply anymore. I am able to identify how her own pain is likely the reason why she is still causing pain towards others. And it doesn't need to affect me or hold me back. In fact, that's why I chose to talk about this on today's podcast, as a way to help others identify their own judgments and to help you think about how you could be limiting yourself. If we listen to every no, every thought that goes through our own head and the negative thoughts that go through other people's minds, we would get nothing done. Do you know that the Wright brothers, the ones who invented airplanes and were the first to fly, did you know that their father once said that men will never fly because flying was reserved for angels? He clearly had judgment on his sons for trying to do something that has never been done before, and now hundreds of planes are flying all around the world this very second. Can you imagine if the Wright brothers agreed with their father and allowed that judgment to stop them from trying? Through this understanding about judgment, I have come to also find grace towards those who do have judgment towards me. So think about how toxic it could be for you to judge the person who judged you. They don't care about how it's affecting you. They do not care that their words or actions have held you back. Perhaps their words are actually becoming true because it's making you believe what they said about you. I think of all of the big brothers and sisters who have had something to say about their siblings, judging them. They were only doing what they knew to do. They were likely learning from those others around them. And so judging them or holding on to the grudge about them isn't helping you or them. I try to always take compassion towards other people because we don't know what they've been through or what is going on in their minds. What are they thinking inside of their head? Like, what is going on in there? We don't know. So no judgment towards those who judge, but sending them love, sending love their way. It might sound easier than it is, but when you truly let go of that anger and that pain, it will free you up to be able to actually live. Okay, ladies and men, thank you for joining me today on the show, and thank you for sharing a positive review about the podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you're listening to this episode. Please share this with a friend. And if you'd like to support me from the time and the energy that it takes to create a podcast like this, I'd ask that you check out my activewear brand. It's called Move Life. And I have this extreme passion for inspiring people to move. Whether it's moving through challenging times, moving through struggles, moving your body and your energy. It starts with wearing fun and comfortable clothing that gives you a good reason to want to move. So you can shop at www.movelife.com, and that's MUVELIFE.com. And for all of my listeners, I have a 15% discount when you use the code MOVEFORWARD. That's MUVE forward, all capital letters. Move Life is expanding into the world, and I am just so proud and honored to have the clothes at Moto Yoga in Stratford. So if you're in that area, you can go there and you can try anything on. Also, Good Intentions in Toronto on the Danforth. And we are also heading into Maple View Mall at Revolution Her, the store. It's all female-owned businesses in Burlington. Very shortly, probably by next week. So if you're listening to this, we may already be in there, and many more spots to come. So you guys, thank you so much truly for listening and also being curious about your own situation, your own life, and how you can better yourselves. Because as a world collectively, when we all choose to say yes, when we choose to grow and evolve as human beings, we're not only bettering ourselves, but we're bettering our community. We're bettering our world, which in turn makes all of us have a more uplifting experience here while we are here on Earth. So you guys, thank you for listening. Keep shining your light and keep moving forward. Thank you for tuning in to the Move Forward podcast. I hope that this episode has inspired you to take action and make positive changes in your life. Remember, progress is a journey, not a destination. And every step forward, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your preferred platform. Your support and feedback help reach more listeners and make the show even better. I'll be back soon with another exciting episode, so be sure to tune in. Until then, keep shining your light and moving forward.